KBFT presents a series about the Lake Vermilion Boarding School, stories of survival and resilience, produced by the Net Lake Radio Project.
Tell me your full name and tell me where you grew up.
Ira Allen Brown. Until I was 9 years old, I lived here in Net Lake. Then we moved to the West Coast. 1945, across from Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
So you moved to the West Coast, and then you were just telling me about, you said that your dad went to the Lake Vermilion Boarding School.
Mm-hmm.
What was your dad's name?
Well, Stephen John Brown.
Okay.
And he was agent here for a little while, around in the early 40s.
Mm-hmm. So you said agent meaning the Indian agent?
Yeah, for BIA.
Oh, okay.
So he worked for the government for a little while. Not too much, like she said. You don't talk about things that make you sad.
Mm-hmm.
And everything over there wasn't really all that happy.
Yeah. When you would ask him about it, what would he say?
Well, we never heard anything hardly about him.
Mm-hmm.
I heard things about my father from other people, because he would never talk about himself. Well, I really don't know. His father was killed when he was 11, and he was in and out of the schools over there. He went also to Pipestone.
Oh, he
did? Yes.
Your father went to
mm-hmm.
Pipestone?
He only went to the 8th grade in Pipestone. Well, then he was working, and you're right, they did have a vocational school, but that wasn't necessarily to teach him a trade.
Mm-hmm.
It was because they wouldn't have to hire anybody else to run the school. Kids run the garden
mm-hmm.
and brought in food for them. They taught the girls how to sew to make uniforms or shirts for the guys
mm-hmm.
and for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
So it was to self-perpetuate the school and not have to bring in any other outside help. But he used that skill to get a job during the war in 1945 at Bremerton.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we moved out there. No, they'd say, in Pipestone anyway, he'd say one little Chippewa kid would go downtown and get caught by a bunch of Sioux, and they'd beat that tar out of him. So he'd go back to the school and round up some more Chippewa kids and go down there and find a lonely Sioux and beat him up. We used to run on the reservation when I was a kid. We'd run all the way through here and play games, very happy with everybody. And, of course, back in the older times, they were all speaking Chippewa. You would lock them up in school. They could not speak their old language. They had to speak English only. And a lot of kids were new, couldn't speak. My father had a younger brother. It was 3 years old or younger. And his mother was sick, so they let the kids keep the youngest boy over there at Vermilion for a little while.
Because the mother was sick,
mm-hmm.
she couldn't care for the...
Yep, and she lived over here,
mm-hmm.
and the roads weren't all that good then.
Yeah, I'd imagine that's really hard for a mother to,
yep.
let go of your kids.
Yeah, would your mother let you go?
Absolutely not.
Would you let your own go?
Absolutely not.
I rest my point.
Lake Vermilion Boarding School, Stories of Survival and Resilience, was produced by the Net Lake Radio Project, and made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.